Monday morning, Monday morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. My friend Malcolm Ballinger has joined us this morning. This is our second time meeting, Malcolm. Any sage advice for a new Pensacolian?
From one foreigner to the other?
Yes, don't ask. I'm cool. I'm just not sure if I'm cool.
Well, you've got to be cool in both ways.
That's true. Did you see the show this weekend? Because I'm still excited about that.
Alas, no. I got an invite to go, but I could not find a parking space. So,
yeah,
and I didn't want to get up at 3 a.m., you know. Alas, I didn't.
I heard that it was filled by 3 a.m., so.
That's what I heard. But, you know, I like to think I get my own personal air show most weeks because they practice over my house. I live very close to NAS Pensacola, so they fly over my house. My own personal.
That's awesome. You get to see them
show.
Buzz by.
And they buzz by pretty low, yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, it was amazing. It erased any memory that I might have had from being a kid. This was excellent. I don't think there's any place that I could go and see the Blue Angels that would top this weekend.
My advice is, if you liked this show, go to the homecoming show on the base, which I think is, in many respects, well, it's a lot cooler, which kind of helps. But if the enclosures that they have down the side of the runway, you get an incredible view of all of the acts, which are right in front of you. You know, one that was pretty spectacular is the truck with the jet engine mounted on it that goes at like 340 miles an hour down the runway. And you think, Lord, this thing is going to crash here, but but it doesn't. I think you're closer to the action, and it's more exciting, personally.
Well, I might change my mind. You've already kind of convinced me, but I'll put them in two different categories. The beach show and the not beach show.
Yeah.
So what exciting things are we going to be talking about today, Malcolm? What are you going to share?
Well, you have there your brand new edition of Pensacola Magazine.
I'm already hungry because this salad looks delightful.
Mmm. Almost good enough to eat.
I mean, I doubt it would taste as good if I licked the page, but it looks pretty delightful.
But there's some wonderful articles in there. One that might interest you and me is the Global Flavors, Pensacola's International Grocers. I imagine you've probably visited some of them.
It's just taking me a little bit longer to get there, Malcolm. What page are we on?
Well, page...
you have to guide me slowly.
Page 21.
Be gentle. You mean the one my hand is already on? Global Flavors,
yeah.
Pensacola's International Grocers.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The one near me that Shoreline Foods. I don't know if you cook a lot, but if you cook with olive oil, their olive oil is really incredible.
Malcolm, I'm Italian.
Oh,
do I cook
well.
With olive oil?
Yes. Your blood is olive oil.
I bleed olive oil.
Oh, yeah.
I might not have as good spices, you know, that you can drop in there, but it's pretty pure.
Those big cans, I guess, I don't know what the size is, two quarts, something. Anyway, I go through those. I don't do a lot of cooking, but I use lots of olive oil, particularly with fish and chips,
ooh,
which is my delicacy, my favorite.
Do you put vinegar on your fish and chips?
Yes. Not a whole lot, just a light sprinkling. By the way, it has to be malt vinegar.
That's what I heard.
Yes.
I may or may not have a friend that does a lot of that, and I mean a lot of that, but I had never, growing up where I grew up, it was tartar sauce or nothing.
Oh, dear.
I know. I've grown up a little bit. I mean, I definitely love the vinegar on my fries. I know. I have to, like, rip the Band-Aid off and try this because everybody's doing it, so it must be good. Mm.
I must say, when I see people take a French fry and dip it in tartar sauce or ketchup, I kind of shudder a little.
I mean, I wouldn't put it in the tartar sauce. Maybe if I was desperate.
Yeah. See, I think a good French fry with sea salt and a very light sprinkling of malt vinegar doesn't need anything extra.
We used to call those fair fries.
Fair fries?
That was the only time I ever got to have really good hand-cut fries with vinegar was at a fair. But I now know as I'm older, I can have it whenever I want to.
Yeah.
I just better do it right. I better do it your way, because that sounds delightful.
In an air fryer. Ooh. Actually, I did this last night. I took a bunch of French fries and some fish, and I put them in a bag and put in the olive oil and shake it up and get it nice and evenly distributed, and then put it in the air fryer. I normally put it on for 20 minutes, but usually they're done before the 20 minutes is up. And they are incredible.
Yum. Yum, yum. We are talking with Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. If you want to you want to text, you have a question for Malcolm, it's 850-437-1620. We did have someone respond to our conversation earlier about the Blue Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Agrees, demo on bass. Yes, you were closer to the action. Bring ear foamies.
Yes, yes, good point. Thank you for...
I use my fingers.
...for texting in, because that is a great point. You are so close to the action that you need some earplugs, yes. Particularly with the little kiddies. Make sure they have ear protection.
That was the next line of advice, particularly for young children.
Oh, okay.
They're reading your mind. Yeah. Great minds.
Who was that texted in?
Bruce.
Bruce. Thank you, Bruce.
Yes. Thank you, Bruce. That's
yes.
Great. We love it when people text in and ask questions. So let's move on. Let's take a look at some more of this magazine.
Well, we'll take a look at your salads on page 27.
Ooh.
I must admit, I'm not much of a salad person myself. I know I should eat more salad. I'm more of a roast beef and Yorkshire pud and French fries kind of guy. But I do try and eat some salads, and some of these are look so delicious. Maybe I should try.
I mean, there's, my face went down to like candy pecan recipes, and I was like, can I put that on the salad?
Mm. I see one here, back to what you were talking about earlier with watermelon. I was listening to you as I drove
in.
I don't eat enough watermelon. I don't hydrate enough, so that would be a great way to get a little bit more hydration.
There's watermelon salad with feta. I've heard about that.
Mm.
This is a summer peach salad, which I could get behind. It's kind of like dinner or lunch with dessert all in one.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do the gorgonzola.
Oh.
I'm not. I would love to. I want to get behind it. But my doctor says, don't do that because I don't want to visit you in the ER. So I don't. You know?
I
know. I'm not blessed.
Well, you're missing one of the great things in life. Blue cheese or gorgonzola. It's
yummy.
Wonderful.
Have you ever tried candy pecans?
Yes, I have. I don't remember where, but yes. They were a little sweet, I thought.
You could toss it on the salad in this recipe. Maple syrup is one of the main ingredients.
Okay.
Brown sugar sounds great, except for I'm not sure my dentist would like that. I would.
Well, it gives him more business. He doesn't mind.
You know what? I predicted the future. There is a watermelon feta salad recipe on page 28. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We're having that for dinner. I hope that the gentleman that I live with won't mind. He does not like watermelon, but he's going to learn.
Well, he'll generally eat what you put in front of him, you know.
Or he'll go hungry.
Yeah.
There's a bag of chips in the closet if you prefer.
Yes.
I do see kale Caesar with lion's mane. You know, I take lion's mane every morning. It's supposed to help with your brain.
Oh. Does it work?
I mean, I did ask some of my friends, do you think it's working? And the look on their face told me that
I
should never ask that question ever.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a great old saying that if you don't want to know the answer, don't ask the question.
I should just pass cards. Here's the answer to the question that I need. So you are listening to Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess with Malcolm Ballinger. Our number here to call in or text is 850-437-1620. But we're going to take a quick break here for a moment, and we will be back. Get those questions ready. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. I am here with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. Malcolm, welcome back.
Thank you. You know, I just have one comment to make.
I'm scared. Should I turn your mic off?
You know, one of the things that our former host, Jenna, would always do would be to ask a question out of the blue.
I'm getting there.
And just, it's just as well we're not on TV.
So Malcolm,
because
do you
I got this
white
blank
socks or black socks? How's that for out of the blue?
Yeah. So I hope you're not going to do the same.
You know what? I have respect. Within the first one or two weeks that I'm here, it may go to the wayside after that, but.
Well, I guess it was because I didn't expect it, you know, first comment about Pensacola.
We wanted your authentic reaction.
Well, the problem was I had none. Anyway, back to something more productive. Page 19.
I like that you're leading me through this because, you know, numbers are hard for me.
Watermelon seems to be the theme of the show.
Oh, my.
And I would think this would be delicious.
Watermelon fresca. You know, when I was 12, I started mowing lawns for a gentleman in town, and he would give me fresca on my breaks. He didn't give me water. Mm-hmm. He should have given me watermelon fresca because watermelon has so much goodness in it. Mm.
But the one that is my favorite is right below, mango.
Ooh, I met someone who has a mango allergy today. Yeah, well, not today. Sorry, I fibbed over the weekend. That's not good. But I want mango. This looks delightful. Have you tried this, or you want to try this?
I want to try it. It's got yogurt in there, so it's a little bit creamy. It's a little bit more like a what's the word? Anyway,
smoothie?
Creamy,
like
smoothie. Yeah, a little bit more like a smoothie.
It has milk too. Maybe I might want to increase the yogurt in. Back up a little bit on the milk because, yum.
Yeah.
It has a little bit of honey in there.
So in Pensacola Magazine this month, we have ideas on what to eat healthy, what to drink healthy, and where to go for international foods. I mean, what more could you want?
And where can somebody who may be new?
Just about, I'm anticipating your question, which means that's good. We're going to get along because I'm starting to anticipate.
Is it the look in my face?
You know, I often thought with Jenna, I kind of knew what she was thinking. And I thought, you know, this is not a good thing. I must be as crazy as she is. Where was I?
You know what, though? I am the mentee. She is the mentor. You best beware.
Anyway, Pensacola Magazine is available just about everywhere. However, if you want a copy delivered to your house every month, we have a subscription service. It's only actually $14.95.
I want one delivered personally by you.
I can arrange it.
That'd be great.
And it's only $14.95 or $22.95 for 2 years, which frankly barely covers the cost of the postage. So it's a great deal, and it's delivered to your home, and you can keep it on your coffee table and show your friends.
And you could pick a page with a blindfold, just pick a page, and oh my gosh, I landed on a mango drink.
Yeah.
Or watermelon fresca.
Yeah, you could have a little game where you do that and then go make the...
I might want to try this lavender lemonade. I may or may not have had a lavender lemonade with some gin in it before, but I think I think as itself might be best with the heat.
Well, I certainly didn't want to say it, but I think a little, some kind of alcohol, just a touch, would probably improve those drinks.
We need to be inclusive. We need to include the gin, right?
Yeah.
Maybe vodka?
Vodka, yeah. Little bourbon. This is a family show. Should we talk about these
no,
things?
No, I think we should stick to the simple syrup.
Okay.
Yep. We are having fun this morning with Malcolm. We are nearing the time for another commercial break. I know we have to interrupt this wonderful moment. But when we come back, please send in your text. Ask us some questions. 850-437-1620. This is Pensacola Expert Panel. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is Jess on News Radio Pensacola. I am sitting here with Malcolm. We've had a wonderful time, Malcolm, but our time is drawing down. Is there anything exciting we want to talk about? Do we want to talk about the crab cake cook-off? I know someone who loves the crab cakes. I can't eat them. I'm so sad. No? I think we have stumped Malcolm.
Yeah. Well,
stay
I'm just,
tuned.
I'm just amazed at all these food allergies.
I know. I'm finding out that I'm just no fun. I mean, I can sneak in a crab cake. I'm not allergic to crab. I can eat the heck out of a crab. Come on. Mm-hmm. No. But it's the other things that are inside of it. This is terrible, Malcolm.
Well, you'll find there's all kinds of recipes they have there. Each contestant cooks the crab a different way. And so some are great, some are, but
there's always a modification, and I will find it.
Yes.
Do you like crab?
Yes, I do.
Do you like lobster?
Love lobster.
Do you say lobster or lobster?
I say lobster.
All right.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
I mean, I change from day to day. My pronunciation of words always change.
You say potato, I say, no, that's the wrong one. Pajamas. I say pajamas. Yeah.
Pajamas. I have not said pajamas. Our time is wearing thin. We are done. Thank you so much, Malcolm. Thank you for coming in.
Hey, it was great.
This has been a wonderful time. Thank you for listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel.